Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you're on hold, stay with us. I'm going to get to your calls here in just a moment, but I want to take this opportunity to talk about something that I brought up this week on the show. And I was talking about a story in the news about how there are kids in our city who miss meals because school is out. They get meals at school. When school is out, those meals are not replaced automatically. When I think about the faces of kids, and I think about the thought of them not having food, not having three meals a day, it breaks my heart. It tears me up. It's 2025. There's money, there's food, and there's no reason why these kids should not have food. And this is not being a liberal. This is not being anything other than a human. And if you're okay with children who did not ask to be born into the situation that they were born into, if you're okay with children not having food because school's out, then there's something wrong with you. Somebody called our show and said that Isaac Toops, who owns Toops Meadery, has some kind of system in place where he gets food to these kids. Isaac Toops joins us on WWL. Isaac, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me on, man.
Listen, so tell me what you do for the kids, and I want to know if there's a way that I can help you. I want the audience to get involved in this. I want to do more to make sure that these kids that are not getting meals during the summer get meals. This just should not be.
It should not be, but it is, and, you know, we have to step up as a community to do something about it. One in three of our New Orleans children are going without their breakfast, lunch, and sometimes even dinner. And like you said, that's just unacceptable. This is the greatest food city in the country, if not the world, and we can't feed our children. So what we do at Toops Family Meal is we're essentially feeding 500 meals every week to some of the kids. In New Orleans, we wanted to do more, but funding falls through with the current administration. And I'm not a political man, but I think you said pretty much what I like to say is when is it okay for a child to go without a meal? And that's never. So we instituted our nonprofit Toops Family Meal last year. We're a 501(c). We're putting on Toops Fest this weekend at the Broadside come Sunday. Tickets are $50 at the door. Live auction. We'll have the Lost Bayou Ramblers plan and Midriff plan. But if not, we on ToopsFamilyMeal.com and on Instagram, ToopsFamilyMeal and Toops Meadery, we have a way you can donate. You can also donate your time to help make some of these meals or even help deliver these meals. So we deliver these meals, 500 meals every Wednesday. If you have money, donate some money. If you have time, donate your time. But anything you can do to help these children or your own, even your own neighbors, is much appreciated.
Isaac, how do you know which children to feed? How do you know which children are in need of these meals?
We put feelers out in the community.
Okay.
And within 2 hours, we had responses from families that says, we are food inadequate. We are food insecure. And to be honest with you, it's heartbreaking because we had to cut it off after about an hour because we're a small restaurant, and we can only feed so many people, and we only have so much funds to do it. So this was our goal from last year, was to double it, but we couldn't double it. So to be honest with you, as much as we're doing, it's only a scratch in the bucket. It's only a drop in the bucket of tackling food insecurity, but we're doing as much as we can with what we do.
Okay. What's the biggest challenge you face? Is it money? Is it food? Is it hands preparing the meals?
I've got the hands to prepare the meals, but we are a small restaurant, so we do cap out at a certain limit. But then right after that, it is just straight up funds. We were trying to go off-site, as in we were trying to set up essentially a catering company to make these meals at another location, but that requires rent and equipment and storage and a lot of employees, and we simply didn't have that. So now we're just funneling it out of Toops Meadery in Mid-City.
Well, we have to find out what we can do, and I need to find out how we can mobilize the audience and for us to just figure out a way as a community to do more. I mean, it just tears me up inside to think that a child is hungry. Children should be having fun. They should be playing. Summertime should be a fun time for them. But the idea that they're hungry, that they don't have food, I mean, this is appalling. This is just, it should not happen. And it's sad that it does happen.
It's sad that it does happen, and it's completely unacceptable. And I urge people to, if you see something, do something, even if it's your neighbor or if it's somebody you even work with. You never know who these people are. When, in fact, we have some of our loyal crew who delivers these food. They didn't realize that sometimes they're delivering to their neighbors.
Wow.
You never know what people are going through. You never know what's going on in a family. And sometimes these families have issues, and I won't go into detail. That's still no excuse for a child who didn't ask to be here to go hungry. Yeah.
So, Isaac, there could be situations where mothers are getting money to take care of the kids, but the money's not going to the kids. Is that true?
That's undoubtedly true.
Okay.
And that's the one of the hard things about when you're doing charity is fraud, and there's always going to be some. And you just kind of have to get over that, because if somebody's, because we're delivering food, so if you're fraudulent and you're receiving food, well, you probably needed it anyway. So that's why we don't give out money. We just do prepared and packaged foods that the children can eat, that will eat. So there's equal amounts of fruit and vegetables, but there's also some snacks in there, and there's some cereal that they can prepare. Their mothers might be out working.
Yeah.
So we make sure we send sandwiches and stuff that they can heat up in the microwave. So we got to make it healthy. We got to make it available. We got to make a lot of it. So there's all, a bunch of little factors in that you have to adjust to.
But if you're doing 500 meals on Wednesday, that's just one day of the week. There are other days of the week when these kids are not getting meals, right?
Well, for those kids, we send the full week of meals.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I should have clarified.
No, it's
better.
Okay.
I'm not a great public speaker.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I just.
So we send for every Wednesday. We send enough food for 7 days.
Okay. We're going to stay in touch, and there's a lot to, some logistics involved here. But I want to stay in touch with you, and I want to help you. Even if we go beyond this, I want to figure out a way what I can also do. But maybe there's ways that we can help you, and then maybe there's more that I can do. And I'm not going to let this die. I'm going to do the best I can to make something happen this summer right away, as fast as I can. And then we'll carry it over into next summer as well, because, these children did not ask to be born into these situations, and they're in these situations where they're not getting food. And I just think that is, in 2025, I just think this is unacceptable.
You're absolutely right. And what I like to tell everybody, just shout it from the rooftops.
Yeah.
Shout it from the rooftops. Let everybody know what's going on, and then make everybody aware. And if you see something, do something. Yeah. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right. Isaac Toops from Toops Meadery, thank you. And thank you for what you do. And we're going to be in touch next week, okay?
All right. Have a good one, man. Thank you.
Have a good weekend. Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, so stay with me on this, because I need you. I need our audience to help with this. I'm going to call him and ask him more about the Toops Fest. In fact, Coleman, would you call him back? And when you get a second, would you call him back and just get a few more details about Toops Fest this weekend? I think you said it was maybe Sunday. Just jot down some of the bullet points there, and we'll talk. Oh, he's still on the phone? Hey, Isaac, are you still with us?
Still with us.
All right, tell me a little bit more about Toops Fest.
Yeah, Toops Fest is just, it's our big fundraiser for the event.
Okay.
We've got a broadside right next to the Broad Theater, has donated their space for this event, and we've got the Lost Bayou Ramblers playing. They're playing for us. We have a silent auction with a bunch of Saints merch, a bunch of Pelicans merch, and gifts from all around town. In fact, that's what I'm picking up today. We got some bar tabs. We got some gift certificates. We're going to have food from the Itzakaya right there in the broadside, and we're going to have drinks. We're going to have outdoor fans, and we're going to have a good revelry time, and all proceeds go toward feeding the New Orleans hungry children.
Okay.
Tickets are $50 at the door. It starts at 5 p.m. Sunday at the broadside.
Okay. I'm going to try to make this, but we'll definitely be in touch by next week. But I'm going to try and make it Sunday, okay?
You got it. We'll see you there.
All right, Isaac, thanks a lot. Yeah, so, I mean, if you can do it, this is at the broadside next to the Broad Theater, Mid-City, Tubes Fest, and it's $50 at the door. I know that sounds like a lot of money, but think about where the money's going. I mean, it's $50 to help feed children. And I want you to think about the faces of children, what those faces look like. I want you to think about what it feels like when a child looks up to you, literally and figuratively. These children are looking up to us. And to look at their faces and to think about these kids not getting the meals that they need, not getting three meals a day. This is just unacceptable. I mean, we cannot allow this to happen. To hell with us when it comes to everything else if we can't do a better job with this. Seriously. And not everybody can afford to give, but a lot of people. You don't have to have money to give. And I'm going to find out a way to do this. But I want to find out a way to do this to make sure that the money isn't lost in paying people who don't need to be paid. The money's not lost in the chain that gets the food to these kids. You know, some money's going to have to be spent in the distribution process, but I want to make sure that that is very, very reasonable and that most of the money goes to feeding the kids. So this is something that we want to tackle on the show, and we'll know more about this next week. All right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.